You're listening to episode 35 of the FitsPro podcast, and this is one that I'm really excited to share with you guys. It's something that I feel like I used to suck at, that I actually skipped over when I was first starting a business, which you are going to hear all about in today's episode. And what I am talking about is my biggest launch takeaways from 2019, and really from 2018 and 19. I am going to share the nitty-gritty takeaways of what has made me feel very confident and at peace, and really just feel how I never thought I was going to feel around launching. So if you own a business or are ever planning on launching anything, this is definitely going to be an episode for you. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. All right, fam, if you want to understand where I was with my knowledge of business when I started out, this should make it pretty clear for you. I bought B School by Marie Forleo in 2016. I had already been in business for a year and a half. When we got to the marketing section, which was like week 6 or 7, I skipped most of it because it was terrifying, and I honestly had nothing to market yet. I felt so behind. I felt unprepared. I felt like I didn't have an audience to launch to. So when she mentioned launching, I didn't even know what a launch was. I had no real mailing list or audience, and my idea of a launch was just saying, "Hi guys, buy my training," followed by me waiting for all of the invisible humans to sign up for whatever it was I was launching. As you can imagine, that was an epic failure. I don't suggest that tactic in launching, that approach to launching. There were so many factors at play here. It was not the fault of B School. A large portion, I would argue, was just really a pure lack of experience on my part. Luckily, if you keep going with this whole entrepreneur deal, you will certainly gain experience. Since 2016, I have launched, are you ready for this? Get ready. A 20-day challenge, prelude to a 20-day challenge when I thought I needed a funnel and I was doing everything wrong, 6-week transformations when I hadn't taken the time to really get clear on my ideal client and the type of service that I wanted to offer, a pull-up guide, free challenges, Built by Annie Round 1, Movement 101, a relaunch of Built by Annie with the 3-tiered programs, Body Weight for Weightlifters, Power Hours, FitsPro Foundations, Instagram 101, a recent promo for Built by Annie, and of course, my most recent launch of the Big Lift Audit. That's 15 launches, fam. 15. Over the course of 4 years. Well, really 3 years. That's a lot of failing and learning with some succeeding intertwined there. Okay, 2018 and 2019 are when I really started to get a system for launching, to develop a launch map, right? Partially that's because I actually had space to do so. I had time to do so. I had quit my in-person training job that was taking up time. So I will say, and you'll hear me say multiple times throughout this podcast, that launching effectively and efficiently and confidently does take time, and I will not lie to you about that. I did take a launch mastermind as well, which I don't think was innately worth the value, but I think that I'm a very, very firm believer that you get out what you put in. And in a sense, that definitely led to success, right? This launch mastermind did provide me with some nuggets that I definitely took and made the most of. So today we are diving into my biggest takeaways from launching in 2019 thus far. So when this podcast comes out, it is going to be September. And so up to basically August, these are my biggest takeaways. Number one is launching is a time to study. Studying my launches has helped take away from the, and I think this is really common, the connection between my launch being a success and my value as a human or as a professional, right? Launches are a time for learning. I think it's really important to remove yourself as a person, as a business owner, from the success of your launch. That is something that is really hard to do when you're first starting out, and I would say that gets easier with time. Like I said, over the course of 15 plus launches, I have definitely learned to observe my launches and learn from them rather than connecting myself to them. Now, this will be harder if you are on that side hustle life right now, right? If that's the season that you're in, you likely won't have time for this. But if you can, tracking your numbers is so powerful and important when it comes to mastering your launch plan and planning for the next one. Really taking the time to track your numbers saves you time on that next one. And this is coming from someone who likes numbers. So to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, I track my email opens and click-through rates, you know, throughout the launch, my sales emails, basically, my main sales page visits. So you can do this really easily with Google Analytics. You just put in your website and it will bring up all of the data on your site. I simply just track how many people are viewing the sales page and how many people are clicking through to the checkout page, and then how many people are actually enrolling. So I track from the email list to the sales page to the checkout page to the enrollments. You could track so many other things, you guys, but this has been the biggest for me, and these are very easy to track, right? I track these every day, takes me about 5 minutes. Super simple, not extensive. What this does is two things. Okay, it gives me feedback and shows me trends. Which emails did the best? Which emails did poorly? Why? Does it really matter? Is it just the timing of them? What emails are most popular? Which ones are opened? But then also, maybe one has a lower open rate, but the click rate was really high. So how can we mess with those? Again, this is not something you're going to have time to do if you're just starting out, but I do think that at least tracking your numbers gets you set on the right road. What percentage are clicking through to the checkout page from the sales page? And on top of that, it was so encouraging to me to track the sales page visits, because when you're launching and sending emails and posting on Instagram or getting in your stories or your Facebook group, but no one is purchasing or letting you know that they're interested, it is so, I was so guilty of this. It is so easy to think that no one is interested, that your launch is failing, nobody is visiting your site, but they are. I almost guarantee that they are. You're just not seeing it if you're not tracking it. Remember that people need to see things far more than one time before they make a purchase, especially for a larger investment, right? A great example of the difference here is my Fitzbro Foundations launches versus my recent launch of the Big Lift Audit. With Fitzbro Foundations, it takes a lot more momentum throughout a launch to get people to feel confident investing. With the $21 launch of the Big Lift Audit, we had multiple people purchasing on the daily from the beginning of the launch through the end of the launch, anytime I even mentioned it, because it's only 21 bucks, right? That's far less, that requires far less convincing. There's far less risk there. So those launch patterns will differ depending on the investment required by the customer. So just know that. I don't expect a bunch of people to enroll on day one for Fitzbro Foundations, right? If they do, great. There's going to be some hot leads that have been waiting for it that want to jump on the bandwagon right away. Awesome. And then there's going to be people that, you know, have to see me post about it 7 to 12 times before they make the decision to purchase, because it is upwards of $1,000. That's a large investment for someone. Either way, track your numbers related to your launch if you can. Again, really, this only takes 5 minutes. You don't have to do anything with the numbers right away, but it does give you insight. And I think that it also makes your life easier next time, and it allows you to see that there are people interested. There are cold and warm leads. You just can't see them without tracking it, and you don't see those if they aren't purchasing. So when you're tracking those numbers of the action that's happening behind the scenes, it can give you some confidence and make you feel better and give you some momentum throughout your launch. Number two was really sitting down and taking the time to map it out. Again, this does take time. So if you are limited on that, I encourage you to use the map that I'm about to share with you to save you some time in figuring out this whole launch map for yourself. So this could be a whole course, but this is what my launch map includes. We have five phases to my launches, and I didn't realize I had this until I broke it down. Get a pen and paper. So first is your pre-launch phase, and I'm going to go into each one of these in detail and what they are and what might be happening during these phases. So you have your pre-launch phase, and then you have what I call number two, which is your backdoor VIP phase, and then number three is your launch phase. Number four is your detail and information phase, and number five is your, this is my favorite one, FOMO rain fire phase. Within each of these, I decide what is going to happen where, what emails need to go out, plug those in, what Canva stories or IG stories do I need to create? Okay, so you have these phases. They can be however long, however many days you want them to be, but remember that we want launches to build momentum. This is something that I royally sucked at when I first started launching, which is where the content comes in. You could have emails, promos, discounts, free bonuses, fast action bonuses, testimonies, last minute bonuses, educational Canva stories, bundles that you add, sharing enrollments as people enroll. We want to avoid sharing all of that right out of the gate, right? This was a huge mistake I used to make. So you get to decide how you release those things throughout your launch in a way that builds interest and curiosity and FOMO in order to get people to sign up, okay? I personally like 10-day launches for myself. Now, that 10 days does not include the pre-launch phase, right? That does not include phase number one, but it does include phases 2 through 5, which are the backdoor VIP, the launch, the detail and information, and the FOMO rain fire phases. Pre-launch phase is where I start warming up my email lists and getting people to get on the wait list or in the Facebook group or wherever I am going to want them to be when I open that backdoor VIP launch phase. Okay, so pre-launch is warming up your audience, whether it's from Instagram or your email list or a Facebook page, and guiding those people to your waitlist or wherever you're going to want them when you open that backdoor VIP launch phase. This could take 3 weeks or 3 days. It really depends on the launch and what you're launching. I made a simple color-coded spreadsheet for all of this. I haven't figured out a way. I'm just thinking off the top of my head right now. I haven't figured out a way to like get that to you guys or make it in a way that someone could alter it to fit their launches, but it doesn't take long, you guys. Just make an Excel spreadsheet, divide the launches. So I have my five phases of my launch, each having a different color, an allotted number of boxes for the number of days in each of those phases, and then the tasks that take place in each phase of that launch. I hope you can visualize that. That is literally my launch map. Once I have that, then I create all of the things that need to be done. That's the emails, the Canva IG story images, the Instagram posts, the sales page updates, and so on and so forth, whatever applies to the launch. Number three, so that was number two, that's your launch map. Feel free to steal mine as much as you can visualize that. On your own. And having that launch map really keeps you focused on your tasks that you need to be completing rather than trying to wing it day by day, worrying about if the launch is being successful or not. You have a plan to execute and you can focus on that plan and stay true to the plan and then track your numbers to see how that plan is doing. Okay, moving on. Number three is really more related to storytelling and diving deep into my ideal client and my offers more than launching as a singular subject matter. So have you ever watched someone launch? Or maybe you've talked about your offer and it just doesn't come off as confident. It's kind of passive and hesitant and unclear. That comes from a lack of confidence in their offer. Or my offer. I used to do this when I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And that lack of confidence comes from not knowing their offer and who it's for, like the back of their hand. When you know the ins and outs of your offer, what purpose it serves, and exactly who it's made for, you don't feel like you're selling it, right? We don't want to feel like we're having to sell. We aren't used car salesmen. We are inviting people into something that is perfect for them. So you feel like you just found the perfect pair of leggings and you're sharing it with your best friend because you know that she is going to absolutely love and appreciate them as much as you do. Which one of those scenarios do you feel like when you're launching? The person that is unsure, unconfident, doesn't have a plan, isn't really sure how to launch, who's hesitant, or like the person that has this perfect offer and knows exactly how to deliver it to their clients because they know that it is perfect for the clients, that the clients are out there searching for it, and that it's going to serve them so well? I am guessing it's the first one, okay? And I know I felt like the first uncertain, unconfident, hesitant human for years of my business. Hear me. You will not have a successful launch if you don't know your ideal client and your offer inside and out. And I'm going to dive into what that looks like. So here are some things I chose to focus on in 2018 and 19 to help me get clear AF on those topics before launching. And actually before creating my sales pages, because that is ultimately where someone pulls the trigger and gives you their credit card. What is the big takeaway? What is the win for them? Allison Tenney actually asked me this about one of my programs and offers, and it has stuck with me ever since. What is the promise or promises of this offer, of the program, of the coaching? This needs to be clear, you guys. What's in it for them? Do they lose weight? How much weight? Do they get out of pain? Do they save time? Do they love themselves more? Do they feel confident having sex with the lights on? Like, what is the promise of whatever you are offering? That needs to be so clear to them. The more specific you can get with this, the better. And it's okay to refine this more and more as you get to know your clients more and more, because that's going to happen. This is what you talk about during your launch. Fam, this is what you share stories around so that you can connect with your ideal client who suffers from the same issues that you're talking about. On the same note, you have to know your process as well, right? You need to be able to clearly communicate the process by which they gain these results, these promises. Paint the picture for them. Do they uncover something new each week? Do they get a tried and proven blueprint of some kind? How do they get the promise? To add a cherry on top, get social proof from humans who have used your offer, done your program, so that you have proof from humans with no ulterior motive. That is what reviews do. That is what social proof is, okay? People buy things because of reviews, hearing from other humans who also invested their money saying, hey, this works and it's worth your time and your money. When you look at all of that, you will speak with confidence and authority during your launch, in your emails, or in your social media copy and on your sales page. Now, in regards to digging deeper into your ideal client, I focused on what she was really looking for. What struggles was she having in regards to my specific offer? Again, fam, this takes time and effort, okay? Even if you have a pretty launch map and track your numbers, if you don't know your ideal client or the ins and outs of your offer, ain't nobody buying whatever you're selling. That's a fact. So ask yourself, what is my ideal client looking for? What are her feelings around this offer topic? Where is her reality right now? And where does she want it to be? What does she wish her reality was? Talk about that. Paint that picture for her. A super simple example is the Big Lift audit. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I shared several email and DM responses from ladies saying, quote unquote, "You know your clientele so well. This is exactly what I was looking for. You really know your audience." And these are exact, direct, unsolicited quotes from people who purchased the Big Lift audit. I sold over 100 units of the Big Lift audit, and it was through the simple messaging of learn how to correct your main lifts via video analysis without paying for a full-time coach. Take the guesswork out of videoing and looking at your lifts. Know what to look for and have the tools to fix it. Be the girl who videos herself at the gym, but also knows her shit. These are women who value learning. They're curious about their bodies and care about lifting well. Many of them already video themselves, but they don't know what to make of the video. What are they seeing? What should they be looking for? And then great, they know what to look for, but then how do they actually address that? The Big Lift audit is the answer to all of those questions for the front and back squat, conventional and sumo deadlifts, bench press, and overhead press. You feel me? Can you clearly see who this is for, see that picture and what it does for them? That is why number 3 was all about the details and depths of your offer and your ideal client. With clarity on those, I'd argue the launch map and tracking numbers are icing on the cake for your launch. That's it, fam. Those are my biggest takeaways so far from 2019, my launching experience in 2019. Track your numbers, have an actual launch map, use my 5 phases if you have nothing so far. I will put all of this in the show notes as well as my ideal client avatar creator if you don't know your ideal client or you need to redo it and dive deeper. And understand the power in getting painfully, annoyingly clear on your offer and who it is for. I hope that was helpful for you guys. If you love the podcast and the knowledge bombs that I try to share with you all on a weekly basis, please, please, please leave a review and give your girl 5 stars. Forever hating that one-star rating. Help me counteract it with all of the 5 stars. Please. Your support is so appreciated, and the reviews and ratings mean more than you know. They are what propel me further into this podcasting world. They are what propel my message into more people's ears. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for listening to the Fitspro Podcast.